wants more chicken?
Oh, and she wiggles her nose like this.
I have some.
And all this magical stuff happens? Either money or it rains in the house? It's so funny.
What's that?
It's a new TV show.
Bewitched.
Hard working lady again?
Yeah, the Jensens are having a dinner party.
We sure do have a lot of parties.
Yeah, I wish we were that rich.
We're doing fine, babe.
Oh, guess what Terrence Rogers' family just got? A new car. And plus, Terrence said now they're moving.
That car's not new, it's used.
Well, it's new to Terrence.
Still used, Angela.
Want to know who I'd make disappear if I were a witch?
If?
That's enough. Sir, yes, sir.
Right now is Jonathan Adams. Jonathan can be seen every week on the NBC show American Dreams. It's a really nice show, and it kind of looks back at the 60s. And you are the matriarch of a very interesting family. Tell us a little bit about the show. It's obviously a very highly acclaimed show.
Oh yeah. It's a fabulous show. Like you said, it's set in the 60s. Two families, one white, one black, dealing with all the things that happened to come along in that decade, that rather turbulent decade, and trying to deal with it, trying to make our way, trying to make the world better for our children, basically.
Well, we get to see some very interesting things with the children. I mean, in an episode I just screened, your son on the show was at school and a bunch of kids were picking on him, and actually, someone else, one of his friends was there, picked on, and he threw a punch and got in big trouble when he was really defending this kid that was picked on for no reason at all, except maybe the fact that he might have had darker skin than the other kids.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you're seeing this stuff depicted every week, and really good acting, really good writing. It's a show that hopefully will make a dent on some people's consciences.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's the idea, you know, just... give them something to think about, you know, Sunday nights. Or at least talk about with your family. You know, you might, you know, one of the interesting things is, like, you know, 13 or 14-year-old kids asking their parents, you know, why did that happen? Or why is she acting like that? Or why did he say that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just realizing that it was a different time and, you know, the whole, you know, social milieu was totally different. I mean, it was all different, and I think it's wonderful that kids don't know. You know, that kids have to ask those questions, and that's
a testament to the changing times we live in, I guess.
Exactly.
You know, it's interesting to note also the fact that the family is headed by a father. Many urban families have been portrayed on television as being fatherless, so
exactly.
It's kind of a nice role model for you and for the family as for the rest of the country.
Exactly, you know, and I think that's totally important. I think, you know, the whole role of father amongst African Americans has been broken down, and it's been broken down since, you know, we got here, you know, 300 years ago. You know, first time we were shipped here, you know what I mean, as cargo, that whole relationship of, you know, what is a man and how do you be how can one be a second-class citizen in one area and yet lead his family? That's the story I've been wanting to tell with Henry and trying to make work.
I find that the whole thing really interesting about your career as well. I mean, you know, many people, all of a sudden, they see you on TV and you're an overnight sensation. But it wasn't an easy trip for you.
No, it's not been overnight. No, I've been on stages all over the country for the past, for 13 years before I came to L.A., you know. And, you know, it really wasn't like I was trying to be a star, a TV star or a movie star or anything. I just kind of wanted to make a living. I mean, that was my goal when I started out, you know, acting. I just, you know, can I make a living? Can I, you know, support myself and my family doing this? And, you know, lo and behold, I could. You know, I kept going from job to job and just stringing them together, you know, for 13 years and just really making it work. And
well, the interesting thing is, I mean, you were born in Pittsburgh, but you traveled all over the country: Seattle, Kansas City, Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
And you ended up in Oregon at the Shakespeare Festival there with a regular job. There was your job right there, and probably in your mind, you had arrived at that point.
Oh yeah, I I would always say to folks, you know, this is kind of the glass ceiling amongst regional theater actors.
Yeah, I mean, that was...
You know, this is it. You know,
it's huge.
You either stay here, or you completely change careers. And eventually somebody convinced me that I should change careers.
Yeah, I mean, but here you were at a very prestigious, place, with a great stage roles and security and, mm-hmm. Nice employment. But then a casting director said to you, hey, Jonathan, really, maybe you should at least give the business a try.
Exactly.
What did it take to convince you to go out there and do that?
Oh, man, it took a lot. I was scared. I was...
Because you were married with children at that point.
Yeah, I was married with one daughter, Sydney, and who's 5 now. And I had planned to, not work that break. Oregon Shakespeare Festival, you work 10 months out of the year, and you get a 2-month break, and I had planned not to work and was like, okay, because I worked during every other break for the past 5 years and was just kind of burnt out and getting tired, and I was like, okay, I won't work, I'll just kind of chill out for the next 2 months. And this woman had called me, and she said, I think you're a star, and I went, okay, fine. Nobody had ever said that to me before. Nobody said it to me since. And so it was really kind of kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
And, I was thinking, I'm not going to do it because it's just a chance, and I only have enough money to make it through these 2 months, and then we'll start the Shakespeare Festival, and it's a chance. I'm, a bird in hand,
Yeah.
And so I wasn't going to do it, and finally my wife said, honey, I think you're a star too, and, it's going to happen. I believe it. I believe in you, and it's going to work. And I was like, okay, fine, but you do realize that if, I don't get anything in the next 2 months while I'm in L.A., we're going to be in trouble,
mm-hmm.
you know, financially. So, especially, paying for the trip. And lo and behold, she was right. I mean, I went down there. I met my my current manager, and we hit it off right away. I met a couple of other people, too, but Jim and I really hit it off, and he submitted me for something, and I got it. I did the work. He submitted me for something else. I got it. I did the work. He submitted. And so, what was a 2-week trip ended up being 2 months, and, I made a lot of money and was going to go back to the Shakespeare Festival. So that's kind of the beginning of my career.
Yeah, but you did shows like Frasier and Walker, Texas Ranger in that time period, right?
Yeah, I did guest stars on those.
Yeah. So you kept your acting chops up, and you kind of did a different type of acting, because, stage talent is a little different than the small screen stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And what's weird about it is, you got to think of it, I think of it, in terms of, the difference between working for 500 people and 3, On stage, you got to be, 400, 500, or 600 people. Everybody's watching you,
right,
in a big room. And for film, even though there's more viewers, there's only going to be 1 to maybe 5 or 6 people in the room, probably at the most 3, So you got to think of it that way. You're working for 3 people in a private viewing at their home, and you got to be as intimate as that. And that's the difference I see.
So you go from those guest roles, and now starring in a weekly series, American Dreams, on NBC. What night in time does that appear? Does that come on?
Excuse me?
What night in time does that come on?
Sunday nights at 8, NBC.
Yeah, it's a nice family time, which
yeah.
is important. And the show is a huge success. Is now a movie career now in front of you as well? Are you getting any scripts in the mail?
No, I'm not getting any scripts in the mail, but, it'll happen. I have no fear.
No, I'm sure it will.
Right. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Right now I don't have time, really,
Yeah.
This show is, last year we shot 25 of these, and it took, until May, and then we had to be back in July, so...
So hiatus is only a couple months.
To do anything.
Yeah. Are you doing stage work at all in the time off, or are you just spending it with the family?
And again, I can't seem to find a gig that kind of fits right in there perfectly.
Right.
Unless I told them, I'm going to leave early or I'm going to come late to rehearsal or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's just, but that's cool.
Well, you got two young children.
Last year I was on vacation. We went to Kauai. We went home. we hung out. It was great.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if you have two young children, if you have a couple months off, it's great to be able to spend some time with them.
Sure, absolutely. And they're off, too, you know.
My
daughter just started kindergarten, so
Now, how old is your youngest?
My youngest daughter is 8 months old.
Wow.
Micah. Yeah, we have two kids.
Wow.
She's actually napping in the next room as I'm speaking to you. She, gave me a break, man, because my wife went to go work out, and I was like, yeah, okay, honey, I got this phone right now. So,
Does your wife work as well?
No, she's a stay-at-home mom, but I like to give her breaks as much as I can.
Well, you know, you're lucky she's not listening to the interview, because you should never say no, she doesn't work. She's a stay-at-home mom. That's a work. That's a job,
no,
too.
That's definitely a job, you know. But, you know, just to be clear.
Yeah, I understand.
She works hard.
I understand what you're saying. I really enjoyed actually the time with when the kids were little and kind of bonding with them. Has your oldest shown any proclivity toward acting yet?
She's dramatic, if you want, you know, but they all are, you know.
Girls are especially. The boys are not. I have a daughter who's 9 and a boy who's 12. The daughter is completely different. I mean, everything is dramatic when she's combing her hair. She looks in the mirror every time she walks by one. Boys aren't like that. Girls do that, you know. It's a girl thing.
No, Sydney's actually not like that. She's not big into, you know, herself or anything like that. But
yeah, she's only 5, though.
But she's, but even, I've heard, you know, people with other kids who say, you know, my daughter won't let me pick out her clothes anymore. You know, Sydney's like, well, whatever, I'll put it on. Fine, looks okay.
I'll tell you, Jonathan, that will change.
All right.
When she's in school with a bunch of kids and they're all wearing the same outfits and they have to compete with each other about what they're wearing.
Yeah.
Believe me, that changes. That, and all of a sudden now, everything is the hairstyle's important and the, you know, everything is important because of peer pressure. It's very interesting to see that develop.
Sure. Sure.
But my daughter is a stagehound, though, so, you know, yours may not be.
No, she wants to be a veterinarian, actually. She loves animals, and she really thinks she wants to be a pet doctor.
There you go. Now, do you have any pets?
Yeah, we have a cat and a fish.
A cat and a fish?
Cat and a fish. They get along fine.
They don't hang out together, though?
No, they don't hang out.
No, not a good thing. American Dreams, you can watch it Sunday nights at 8 at NBC. And it's a great show, and you will see Jonathan Adams. He really does a great job as Henry, the blue-collar father, trying to guide his family through the tumult of the 60s on American Dreams. And it's a great role, and you're doing a great job on it. And we look forward to seeing you in other things as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You take care of yourself.
All right, and you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.